Amila Tigrumine, you're not mechuyev to learn that way or to accept it right now. Why? Because the klal is diyein ladayin elamashein of royis. A dayin only has to act the way his own eyes, the way he understands it. So right now you do not understand this psak. You do not have to pass in that way. You have right to pass in the way you understand. Now the Gemara says, boy, rov, rov, ask a shalom like this, but bori heich, what's going to be the loch and the curse when the father is a healthy man? In other words, ki kom Rav Yochanan ben Bruka. Where does Rav Yochanan ben Bruka say his aloch in the Mishnah? That a father has the right to give away all his Yerusha to one son, maybe only v'shchimira, only when the father is very sick about to die. Devar oraisu, like he's in the parasha of giving away Yerusha. But the Rashbam explains, maybe that's from the Pasuk, v'karina bei b'yom hanchilu asbonof, that the day he's about to die, that day when it's a shchimira, then he has the power to give away the Yerusha all to one son. Avo v'bori, but in the case when the father is a healthy man, loy, maybe then the father does not have the power to give away the Yerusha to one son over the other son. Or then maybe no. Afilu v'bori nami, even though the father is a healthy person, so what? Still the Torah gave Rishus to the father to give all the Yerusha to one son over the other sons. Says Shaila, where did Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav Yochanan kaseir zalocha? Is all malei Rav Mishashi l'rova. So Mishashi wants to answer back and said to Rava, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Yom Aloy Rebbe Nosson. The Rebbe Nosson said to Rebbe, Shanisa Mishleichem, Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, like Lechur, you're learning your Mishnah. He said to Rebbe that Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis. He asked the question, how come you learn your Mishnah like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka? He's the only Yochid. How come you're learning like him? This time we learned Lekos Lo. It's learned like this. There's a mission that says, Lochung Subis, Lekos of Lo Bon Dichrim, Til Hevelachim Minoi. If a husband gets married to a second wife, and he does not write to an Diksuba, that the children, the sons I have from you, in an Yarsin, they will Yarsin, Kesav Ksuba Secha. The extra money like that you're bringing in now with your ksuba. That they'll receive more right now with the other brothers. If the locher is, the husband has to, like, give the extra Yerusha to these children. In other words, this is the case of ksubas bonadichrin, that if a husband marries a second wife, sometimes, like, that father, the Shver, doesn't want to give his daughter some money because he's afraid, like what's going to happen is that when his daughter dies, the husband yashins, and then the husband yashins, and then when the husband dies, they go to the children he has from the first wife. And the children from his daughter, the second wife, they won't yashin special the extra money. So therefore, the Tanaik Suba to say no, the Tanaik Bezin to say that the children you have from your second wife, they'll yashin the ksuba more than the first sons. So here this goes that the father has a right to say those children will yashin more than the first children. So here, how does that work? The here goes according to Yochanan ben Bruka that a father has a right to give Yerusha to one son over the other sons. So the here, like Rav Nosson was asking Kasha to Rebbe, how come you misader mishnai istam like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka? So v'yomal la Rebbe answers back and says no. Yisvun Tanan. That halacha is a bona dichrin. It's not a Yerushadik halacha, but it's a present. It's like the husband says, I'll give your children a present. And this, the Yama Rebbe then says, no. Yaldus hoisebi. It was like a foolish thing that I just answered back. V'yasti ponei benosna bavli. I just like wanted to answer back to Nosna Bavli. Yes, me a question. How come I said the Mishnayish and Stam like a Bichon Bruka? I just went to answer back and tell him I didn't really mean Yerusha, we meant Pateras Matana. But it's not true. Really, it's Pateras Yerusha. Because Elo de Kaimelon, that we hold. Bonin Dichrin, Lertafim Mimashabdi. That the locher is that the children you have from your second wife, when they come to collect the Ksuba, they can't get from Mishabodin. The question is why? If you're going to tell me, that's the way it works, is it's like a present, why can't I take it from a Shabbatim? Since you can't collect from a Shabbatim, Elish Mamina, this is a proof that Yasun Tanan, that the way this Tanai Ksuba Bona Dichrin works, is like you're telling that the children I'm going to have from you, they're going to Yashin more than the other sons. So, Man Shamit Lei, the Yisle Hai Svara, who do we hear that holds like this Svara? It's a Yechinim and Bruka. If so, Shmamina Afilu Babari. So, this is a Raya Sta Mishnah of the Bona Dichrin that goes like Yechinim and Bruka. And here we're talking about when he's first getting married now to his second wife. So he's a healthy man. So you see, the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch applies even to a healthy man. This Gemara says no. Oh, Malay Rav Papa Labaya. So Papa said back to Abaya, listen. Bein leman diyom yasvan. Whether the way you first wanted to say that this works, but terus yasvan, it's a matana. Bein leman diyom yasvan. That it's Yerusha still. How could the husband say it now when he's marrying a second wife that the children we're going to have, they will yashin or they'll receive this present? If they're a dovish lo, they're not alive yet. And you should know, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Yoma that he says, a person could be makna something that's not in this world yet, but I'll tell you, Han immediately when does he say that? L'davish yeshin boilam. Only to somebody that's on this world. Like you could sell something that's not here yet to a person that's here. Avol l'davish yeshin boilam. If you want to sell something or give something away to somebody that's not on the world yet, loy, he never said it. So how could this Tanai Ksuba work of Ksuba's bon adichrin, the children are not born yet? Ella, what do you have to answer? Tanai Bezdin Shani, that a Tanai that Bezdin makes us different. So I'll tell you Hochinam here also then. Tanai Bezdin Shani, he have no right, he goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, that the Din Yerush, even a Bori, even a father that's healthy, has the right to give away the Yerusha to one son more than the other sons. Maybe the reason why it works here is because it's a Tanai Bezdin, and a Tanai Bezdin is different. Omalevit still he answered back and said no. Mishum the Kermafik lay beloshen yarsin, that since he said it over this takona of boning ksubas bonadichrim, the Torah's Yerusha mashmets not stamets nai bezdin, but it works for Torah's Yerusha. Therefore, there is a proof that according to Birchon and Bruka, even though the father is healthy, still he has a right to give away the Yerusha to one son over the other sons. Hoderama later is Omer Hoderama Rabbi then Rabbi said back no. Shno lav milsi di amri. It's not right what we're saying. You have no proof over here to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch that Yerusha works even when this father is healthy. All right, a turnover. Again, hodu rama rabbi lav milsi di amri. That's now we learn like this. Lekos of lo bonin nukvan. There's a second takona that if the husband remarries a second wife, if he doesn't tell her, listen, the daughters that I'm going to have from you, they'll be able to sit in my house, the yisus nun, and get panosa, get fed, from my property, because even after the husband dies, even though they're only daughters, and they don't yashin, but they'll be able to sit and get panosa from my property until they remarry, until they get married. So even though you don't write it down in the Ksuba, Chayif, there's a locha that still, that the daughters have a right to be fed from that property. Why? Shu Tanai Bezdin or Tanai Bezdin. It comes out there are two Tanoyim, two Tanai Bezdin in the case when you marry a second wife. One is that the sons, Yashin Yiksuba, and that your daughters will receive this present, they'll be able to be fed until they get married. So now, if so, half minute is the mamash two takonas made one after another. If so, the heavy lezeb matan lezeb Yerusha is like to the daughters he's saying a lashon a present, and to the sons he's saying a lashon Yerusha. If so, he had before for chol lezeb Yerusha lezeb matanon afilu rabbanim moedu that it helps. Because even though you're saying to the son Yerusha, you did not really mean Bateros Yerusha. You also only mean as a present. So as a present, the father can do what he wants with his Nechosim. Or Malay Rav Nechumya, Nechumya said back, V'is Diyam, and some says Rav Chananya, Bar Menyumi Labai, said back to Rabbi like this, no.